Michelle Malachi Mitzvah is friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marni Mimaras and Shiluchiu. This is Moshe the Peshtina, right? So I'm Moshe Mordechai. And continuing incredible series that we have in the letters of Maran HaRav Zatzal. And there's just so much to learn from the words of this incredible Gaon and Tzaddik. Here's a letter in the first volume, the 32nd letter on page Chav Tes in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. Incidentally, it should be noted that Mosad Rav Kook really has nothing to do with Rav Kook. They just named it Mosad Rav Kook in his name, but it's really not him at all. But they print some of his books also, not all of them. Upon him, this was a letter written in, from Yafo, after Rav Kook had already made Aliyah, Tav Resh Samech Vov, which is roughly 1906, to his son. I love his letters to his son. You see how much he loves his son. It's touching. B'ni yikiri u'machmad nafshi v'levavi shlita. My dear son, the beloved of my soul and my heart, should live along with you. Samachti b'dvarecha ha'ni'imim v'nechmadim. I was happy with your words that are pleasant, nice. Lo hayti mutzarat kait harbe, like in just about every letter, Rav talks about just how crazy busy he is. Today we call it crazy busy. Crazy pretty, busy. In the rabbinic literature, they call it mukaf b'chavi le'tirdim, which is a play on words. Koponim, lulu hayti mutrad keit harbe, aya ra'ui la'arich b'chol advarim ha'ktsarim. If I wasn't so busy, I'd be able to, as I should, discuss at length things that are, that what you wrote to me briefly. To show you how to expand ideas, correct ideas, from the depths of the honest soul, to preclude those that hold that perfection depends on just swallowing up a few languages, just know a lot of languages. Apparently back then, 115 years ago, people were very into the idea that if you study language, then that's it, you're the man. You know how to speak English, you know how to speak Polish, you know how to speak Russian, you know how to speak Japanese. There used to be a professional baseball player named Mo Berg. He was a Yid, brilliant guy. And he's a catcher. And he spoke either seven languages or nine languages. They say he was a spy. That's the story, that they were traveling around playing baseball and on the side he was a spy for the United States. Anyway, the joke about Mo Berg was that his manager said that he could speak seven languages and he can't hit in any of them. Any event, so languages isn't enough. The true recognition is clarified to a person according to that measure that he stands on the foundation of his internal righteousness. In other words, you live based on your internal world, what your soul is telling you. You know how a Jewish person can find the Yashar Apnimi Shelo? How he can find his internal righteousness? To the extent that She'ora Shel Torah B'Maaseh U'V'Iyun Hitrachava B'Levavo, that the light of Torah in Maisa and in Iyun has been expanded in his heart. U'L'Fi Ha'Erech Sh'Amidot HaTavot Nikbu'u Amok B'Nafsho, to the extent that the correct Midos have been rooted deeply in his soul. In other words, you learn Torah properly, the light of Torah is filled with you, b'maisa, b'iyan, you do it, you fulfill it, you learn it. Midas Torahs take root in your soul. V'az mimeila yet male oneg v'noam miziv elyon. And then automatically, he will be filled with pleasure, with pleasantness from the divine shine. You're filled with the light of Torah, b'iyun u'b'maisa, both learning, you're learning shtark, you're fulfilling everything as well, as good as correctly as possible. You have midas tovus, which are amok, a kavua b'nafshoi, like it says in the Rambam, that the mitzvah of going in the ways of God is that the mitzvah, that the midas should be kavua, they should be established well in your heart. So you have to repeat them again and again, nochamol and nochamol. You have to keep repeating good maisim in order that good midas should take root in your soul. So that's one, and then you'll be filled with the light of with the divine shine, with the ziv ha'elyon. And you'll be mole oineg v'noyam. Remember that when a person's filled with Torah, shteigs like he's supposed to. He's learning well, and he's keeping the mitzvahs properly, and he has good midas. He's not mekane. He's not a koyeh. He's not angry. Not jealous. Not vengeful. He's loving. He's kind. He's compassionate. He's warm. He's caring. It's a different life. You're filled with the light of God. And on God and on His good, one will have one and one will have pleasure. With it's in the pasuk in Tehillim, sobasmachot, fulfilled with joy, filled with joy. B'shalvat hashket v'chedva p'nimit, with calm serenity and internal joy, mle'a bitachon ve'otzma, filled with bitachon, filled with trust in God and confidence and power. V'yivtachu v'cha yod'ei shemecha ki lo azavta. The Rav is like a master at that. He quotes a pasuk, and he says an idea, and then he quotes a pasuk that encapsulates that idea. He usually ends off his shtiklach. Sometimes doing that, and then you read the back and say, "Wow, that was the whole thing. The whole thing he was saying was just a commentary on this pasuk." Could be he thought of the pasuk first, and then he said the whole shtickel, and then he said, "And look at the pasuk." So, v'yiftuchu v'cha yod'ei shemecha, ki lo azavta dol shecha Hashem. Those who have, those who know your name, will have bitachon in you, because you did not abandon, you did not leave those who seek you out. So, therefore, if a person has bitachon, they seek you out, so then you're with them. You're with that person. And you'll feel great. You'll feel great. That's what he's telling his son. Ukshayasoda pnimi nimula. Leshet chaye emet v'tzedek, as kol ma shemitlaket el kirbo menachutz miyad mitbarer, v'achalakim haraim shem kmo sigim netchim betokef koach chayim apnimiim v'neshar hazoch v'atoa hanelkat mikol davar v'inyan shenimsa afilu b'imkei achoshech. When the internal foundation is filled with the life of truth and justice, then everything that's gathered inside a person from the outside is clarified, is the good is separated from the bad. And the bad parts that are like dross, the impure parts, are pushed away because of the power of the internal life. And when you have a strong internal life, you're connected with God, and you have good midas tovus, and learning properly. So then the bad stuff from the outside is just rejected, it's ejected, it's expelled, it's pushed away. And what's left is the zochen, the toav, is what's pure, clean, that's gathered from every matter. Even in bimkei choshech, in other words, even in the darkness, it is still good stuff. That's one of the yesodos that the Rav teaches us in numerous places. That even in the places of darkness, there's also purity. You shouldn't think that only the good has good. The bad also has good. You just have to take it out. Of course, there's bad. I'm not denying that there's bad. There's a lot of bad. A lot of evil in the world. But you have to look in ideas and people. You have to look for the good within the bad. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, as they say. It's going to be light there too. Sha'ol, and then he quotes a verse in the book of Proverbs, in the 15th chapter, in the 11th verse. Sha'ol v'avadon neged Hashem afki libot b'nei Adam. The grave and the lost place, Gehenna maybe, are opposite God. God sees that, even though they're so deep and hidden. God knows what's going on in the grave. Afki libot b'nei Adam. So too man's heart is also a neged Hashem. So there's also godliness in there. There's godliness in a man's heart too. Even bimkei choshech, ish mashu eloki b'toch ha'adam, mashu tov. And I think pashpshan in the pasuk is God just knows everything that's going on. But maybe the Rav is taking it to mean that there's a godly spark in everything. In a person's heart, even though it might seem evil. However, but, this is a big but, because a person is fitting that he should desire to give from his good to his nation, to mankind, to his nation and to mankind. You hear that? To his nation and to mankind. Kefir yecholot, as much as he can. That's what he should be mishtokek. That's what he should yearn to do. To give from his good to everybody. And in order to be mashpia, you need to speak languages. The more languages you speak, the more you can be mashpia good on people. The more you can connect to people, the more you can communicate with people in a positive way, inject positive energy, say positive words. And the more rich your vocabulary, the more enabled a person is to bring good to the world, because he can more clearly express ideas and subtle ideas, subtleties, subtle ways. Larger a person's vocabulary, the richer a person's vocabulary, the richer their thought processes are. They can think in different categories because they have the vocabulary to do so. And every D word that came out of the mouth of God was then translated into 70 languages, like Chazal tell us. Shabbos 88a. Hashem Elokim Yitein Arm Vavas Svarav. The Dibur of Hashem and Har Sinai is Nechalak L'Shivim Lashon. Aval Misha Choshev, Sha'al Cheshbon HaBerura. Okay, that's well said. Well said. Even God's words were translated into 70 languages. It's very chashuv. Language is very chashuv. It's important to know foreign languages. But somebody who thinks that Al Cheshbon HaBerura Sechli Shi Yisod HaAtzmi Yechnis Et HaAshma La HaShlama Abal Shani. עד שממנו ייבנה בניין לאומה ולאדם, אחרי זה ממעט את הדמות השכלית ממטבע שלו. If you think that instead of making intellectual clarifications and understandings and research, which is the fundamental basis, foundation, instead you're going to study languages. And this is from Assyrian, and this is Akkadic, and this is Arabic, and it's from this language, and my language, this is the etymology, that's the etymology of the world. And you're just a walking Webster dictionary in 12 languages. You're Mo Berg. You could speak seven languages or nine languages and hit none of them. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're hitting in none of them. If we can use that metaphor. That's not where it comes. It's not going to just come from languages. It needs to be more than languages. You're not going to build a nation just with language. It's incredible that people would have such a habit, but apparently they do. That's the Rebbe's coming to preclude. Hashem was cholos halashim. And names are the beginning of language. Language begins when you define things. You call them by names. Vayikra Adam Shemos. That's man. Amazing that man called names using language to define, to classify animals. Shem is a scholar's halashim. And yet, anefilim shenaflu ve'epilu esa'olam. The nefilim that we find in Sefer Bereishis, that they fell and they brought the world down with them. As the Medrash says, Hema ha-giborim asher me'olam anshei shem. They are the strong people, men of names, shehivu shimemon le'olam. So shame can mean shimemon. What is shimemon? Shimemon is desolation. And that's what they brought to the world. Even though they were anshei shem, they were men of language. Because shem is the scholas halashon. So it says in the pasuk, this is Bereishis Vav Dalet, the giants were on the earth, Vanafilim. Were on the earth in those days, and also afterwards, when the Bnei Elohim came, El Benos Adam, came to the daughters of man and bore them children, and the mighty ones of all the men of renown. Rashi brings Al Shem Shenaflu Ve'Pilu Sa'olam. They brought the world down. So, even though they were anshei shem, even though they knew language, so language isn't enough. To speak a lot of language is not going to make you a better person. They brought desolation to the world. As the pasuk says, Asher amru lil shanenu nagvir svasenu itanu mi adon lanu. They said, let's empower our language. Our lips are with us. Who is a master over us? And as a person can speak and say, Mi Adon Lanu. There's nobody above me. I can say whatever I want, like you have today in the world of social media, Twitter and the like. People say terrible things and speak unclean ways, and Nebu Peh, Leit Sanas, and Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, Asher Amru Pamish Pasuk in Tehillim, Asher Amru Lil Shanenu Nagbil Svasenu Itanu Mi Adon Manutz. As I'll say from here, if I'm not mistaken, it's like your koifer if you speak Lashon Hara. And that's what you can do with your language. Veruach Hashem Lamali Es Kol Machashakei Ha'olam. And look at the greatest man that ever lived. Fill the world with light, with spirit. Moshe Rabbeinu. And he had a speech impediment. So speaking isn't everything. Moshe was drawn from the water, and this is also in the later generation, somebody who connects himself to drink from the faithful waters of Moshe Rabbeinu. Menamayim Mishisiyu, that's the water we want. We want the water of Moshe. Lo mishu chamush b'klei neshek v'edim anu tzichim lakot et apelishti arel. Arel basar o arel lev. Hamechareif ma'achot elokim chayim ma'achot Yisrael. Ki lefamim yomar David ha-katan ki lo nisiti ba'ela, shirtse shu'la albish oto madab, ki em b'chamisha chalukei avanim men ha-nachal. שמשימם בירקות הרועים בכלב ואבן, חמישה חומשי תורה וחמש תיבות, שמה ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד שמתכסנים תיבת אחד לידי הרועים, המתלקטים כולם בכל דור ודור, לבאר להסביר עומק חוכמה דעת השם אחד לאורה של תורה בצירוף קטן של סגנון נהוג בתכסיסי מלחמה ככלב אבן אף פי שאינו דומה כלל לקובע נחושת ושריון קסקסים של גוליית, לא לחרבו ולא לעץ חניתו שהוא כמנור הורגים ולא לחוצפתו של נושא הצינה שלפניו. מקום כל לא בא בחר או בחנית, דוד בא אליו בשם אלוקי, השם אלוקי מערכות ישראל אשר חירף. על כן תתבע אבן במצחת הנחושת של מצח אישה זונה, ואחר כך תהיה גם חרבו של גוליית ביד דוד. So the Rav here is like flying in the Midrashim and Kabbalah, and I'm totally not holding there. But the idea is that David wasn't trained in waging war, and he wouldn't wear the heavy armor that King Shaul presented to him. Rather, he gathered five smooth stones from a stream. The five stones are a metaphor. He utilized the teachings of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah to wage battle against Goliath and its blasphemy. He was mecharef. I like him, Chaim. Marachos, I like him, Chaim, Marachos Yisrael. He was blasphemous. And therefore, we should emulate David and not invest too much time and effort acquiring the tools of ideological warfare, like the young shepherd who took up a simple slingshot in his fight against Goliath. We shouldn't totally eschew the implements of rhetoric. I saw this translated somewhere, or elucidated, that's what I'm reading from. But realize that David's victory over the blasphemous Philistine was achieved due to the purity of his charge. In the name of Hashem Tzvakos, the gods of the armies of Israel, to Pasuk in the first book of Shmuel, 1745. So eloquence and elocution are but tools. They may be used for nefarious purposes, like the corrupt Nephilim, or for conquering evil, like David. So yeah, there's a way to wage war with fancy language, but the ikar is with Torah, with Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and David took the five stones, knocked them in the forehead, and that was the end of Goliath. That's what we have to do with our koach of Torah. והדוגמה נוהגת מאוד בתורה זה של לקפס את המשיך אשר חרפו אחר השם שחרפו את חרפו יקפס משיכך ברוך השם לא למאמין ויאמין. And also in our door of לקפס את המשיך has a lot of kfir, has a lot of epicurses, a lot of blasphemy going around, and we have to fight it, but we fight it primarily with Torah, with learning Torah, with good midas, nice and tovim, and also it's good to have language, it's good to know the language. I'm saying who is more of a master of the Lashon HaKodesh than the Rav Zatzal, right? Sovna, and then he concludes, B'ni Yekiri Mikol Pirtei Pratius Shalcha. I want you to write all of the details of your life. Kasher Asisa Zekvar B'zet Tesamcheni Ma'ar, which you've already done. It'll make me so happy. Ne'atir Da'katzer V'omer Shalom V'bracha Lecha L'chol Asher Lecha Tzlach U'chav Chazak V'amitz B'tor V'yos Hashem Bar V'tahira. Because of all of my busy schedule, all the things I have to do, I'll just say, peace and blessings to you, everything you have. You should ride strong in Torah, Yiras Hashem, and a happy spirit. And a joyous heart. Midas Tovos, Malas Yikaros, Yitamid Bechevlecha, should always be in your portion. Heal ish matzliach, that's Hashem's brach, and you'll be a successful person. A successful person is a person who's good midas, who's joyous, who has a happy spirit, a happy heart. He has pure yiras Hashem. He's stark in his learning, his Torah. Knafshcha yafe. Oh, he always writes it in Moshe Tevis, here he wrote it out. He usually writes kaf nun hey yud. I was wondering for a long time what that is. Knafshcha yafe, like your pleasant, your nice desire. Nefesh is a soul, but it's also desire. Yeshes nafshon. The nefesh avicha, and the desire of your father. Mitzape ashrucha b'chol leiv. I want you to be happy with all of my heart. And then he signs his name. Very beautiful letter from the Rav here. It's a schus that we're able to learn these letters. So happy that they preserve them. You know, imagine they wouldn't have. You find the letter of the Rav would be going on eBay for, you know, $100,000. Here we have a whole book of them. recently bought, I had it on the computer, but I bought it in a hard copy for not so many shekels. Especially now the dollar is strong, shekels weaker, so if you're living in dollars, it's not so much, it's even less than it was before. So Marv Rabbeisai, we have so many more beautiful, beautiful letters to learn together, and I want to thank you so much for listening, for letting me share, learning together with me, and it's very inspiring. So thank you, and it's Hashem, we'll continue to be nether. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.